You're listening to Half-Assed Podcast. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Patreon. Hey.
Oi. I think Elon Musk is the coolest dude alive. I'm super happy we're doing an episode on him.
I think that Elon Musk is a wizard. I think he's a wizard.
They were saying at work that he was a time-traveling
wizard. I believe it. He's Leonardo da Vinci of today.
Da Vinci?
Da Vinci.
There you go.
Or Da Vinci.
I said it in Italian. Oh. That's why it was
Da Vinciano. Well, welcome to Half-Assed Podcast. I'm Britt.
I'm Jude.
I'm Pete.
And today we're going to cover Elon Musk. If you haven't figured that out yet.
Elon Muskrat.
Muskrat?
Muskrat love.
Ah. So, his mother was Canadian from Saskatchewan, and his father was from South Africa.
Those are like two different worlds.
Mm-hmm. We were both part of the United Kingdom at one point.
No. I mean, like, Canada, all full of ice and cold and harsh winters and, like, harsh survival there. And then Southern Africa, is that what you said? Desert, arid.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's, like, really hot.
I think it's mountainous.
I really don't know what their climate's like.
Oh, I think it's...
But it's the southernmost part of Africa, so I feel like it's kind of far away from the equator. I don't know, though.
Yeah, but if you, like, look at, like, Peru and stuff, they're still, like, rain. Oh, yeah, you know what? I don't know. I don't know why I thought it would be desert.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't know.
I think it would be hot either way. I don't know.
Still definitely different than Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't apologize for anything in South Africa.
Sorry.
Sorry, you're stupid.
Sorry, not sorry.
I still did the South African and a Canadian accent. Like a fake one. Fake Canadian accent. I'm sure that...
You sound like Canadian, you have a little high cold going on.
Nah.
Sinuses.
I just think it's sexier to sound like this.
Well, you're not wrong.
I'm sorry. I meant you're not.
Are you sick? Are you starting to get sick?
I don't feel sick. My doctor said I have allergies. Yeah. You a cop? My doctor said that I have allergies, but she doesn't know what I'm allergic to. And we did an allergy test like 2 years ago, and they said I wasn't allergic to anything.
Welcome to my life. That's exactly my story. Mm-hmm. So I had like a really hard time with allergies whenever I lived in Bellevue. And then I got the allergy test. It came back that I wasn't allergic to anything, but I have allergies. Like I'm allergic to something in the air. Ouch. That's what I get for talking with my hands.
Taco with your hands. His dad was an electromechanical engineer. He was also a pilot and a sailor.
Oh, wow.
And a douchebag.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well,
not in that order.
What do you mean not in that order?
Could have been a douchebag first.
Oh.
Oh, that's super cool that he...
Probably not, or his mom wouldn't have, like, dug him.
No, that's true.
Maybe. Maybe not, though.
Different times.
Yeah. South Africa.
Canada.
She was apologetic about everything.
Aw.
No, not in real life. Maybe. I don't know.
But it's cool that his dad was, like, at such a smart job or had, like, such a... It sounded like he was really smart.
Oh, I think you need to be an electrical and a mechanical engineer. Well, electromechanical engineer. Is that one thing, or is he like, he does both, or has 2 degrees?
I think it's one thing.
But it probably covers a bunch of different branches, because electro sounds like electricity, and mechanical, engineer.
It sounds mechanical, yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, South Africa is not arid desert.
Oh, it's not?
I didn't think so, but I've never been.
I don't know.
I've never been anywhere in Africa.
Me neither. Is it hot?
I don't know. What am I looking at? Fahrenheit, Celsius.
That's definitely important.
It is. So, in like, it's not bad. It's like February, their summer, I guess, would be 61 to 81. 61 is the low, 81 is the high.
I almost said celery instead of Celsius.
That's Fahrenheit.
I didn't say anything, though.
Or 14.
Their summers are 60 degrees?
To 80.
At low. 81 is the high.
Oh.
That's still a milder summer than we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah. wild.
What's their low in the winter?
Low in the winter is...
Canada. It's Canada weather.
46.
Oh, what?
46 is the low and 64 is the high.
Man, they sound pretty nice.
Yeah.
What's the humidity? I like how we're in LA. All
right.
It's never like too hot. Doesn't get too cold.
Yeah, like what's happening?
It sounds almost perfect.
You can grow peaches year round. I made that up. No idea how to grow peaches. Half-assed. Welcome to Half-assed. We don't know anything.
We don't know how to do anything. We've never been anywhere.
His mother was a model and a nutritionist.
Oh, hey.
Mm-hmm. He had a brother and a sister. I didn't write their names down, but they're really pretty, I'm sure.
I don't think that Elon Musk is really, like, that attractive. Like, I think he's awesome, but I don't find him that attractive.
I thought, like, his teenage pictures, I thought he looked cute.
Oh, I don't know.
Cute little kid.
I don't know what he looked like as a teenager.
I mean, he's not bad looking. He's, like, 48 right now. I think he looks like somebody who has had, like, cosmetic surgery.
He's
but
got
I
hair
don't
plugs.
Think he has. Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because he was, like, when say? He was 30, he had hair plugs.
Hair plugs.
He had, like, the little horseshoe thing going on.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm going to, like,
works
look
for
up
him,
because to me,
so,
I'm not a child. Right now, he's people, though.
Yeah, right now he's 48. He was born in 1972.
71.
Huh?
I said 71.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you. I don't know if I'm right. As a child, he was bullied at school. South Africa. They're not forgiving. I'm just kidding. Sorry if you're from South Africa. I'm making that up. They're probably really nice.
Yeah, I don't find
I know one dude from South Africa, and he's super nice, and he says, Bob's your uncle a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Bob's your uncle?
Die Antwoord's from South Africa.
Mm.
Who?
Never met them.
It's a band. It's a Die Antwoord. It's,
I thought it was Antwood. I always said Antwood.
I've always said Antwoord.
It's okay.
I don't know.
We're not together on anything. Yeah.
Because we are
half-assed. What's their song that I know?
Is it Fatty Fatty Boom Boom?
Mm-mm.
Well, I don't know. They got a lot of songs. Oh, I think one's... Well, the guy's name's Ninja. The girl's name's Yolandi.
I need a beer.
So in college, I had a professor play that song for us. And he's like, all right, now picture like what you think this music video would look like. And so we're listening to it. And like I had this idea in my head. It was like, I don't know, maybe like...
New York City.
That German band. Du Hast.
Rammstein.
Yeah. So I was picturing like that sort of their scene in XXX, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not a porno. And then he played it and it was like this girl having rats crawl all over and stuff.
Oh, I know that video.
It was a really cool video. And it was a really cool like little experiment he did with us. You're gonna look it up?
I am.
Okay. So he was bullied in school, and he was hospitalized. They knocked
from the
him.
Bullying?
They knocked him down a flight of stairs and then beat him unconscious.
Well, they're jagoffs.
Yeah, I'd say. He was the youngest and the smallest kid in his grade. He was born almost on like the very last day that, like, you could go into that grade.
Right.
Which was his mom said was only by 2 days. There was a kid that was 2 days older than him. But anyway. Not very important why he was picked on, I don't think.
Right.
Evil Boy is the name of that song.
Evil Boy?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So he started taking karate, judo, and wrestling. And next time he got picked on, he punched the biggest one of them and knocked him down with one punch. And he said, they never picked on me again.
Good. Wow. You got to stand up for yourself.
And that's what he said. He said, you can't reason with a bully. The only thing you could do is show them that you're not afraid and fight back. He said, they're probably going to beat the heck out of you, but they won't do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're not like an easy target anymore.
Right. They don't want to get picked on, or they don't want any blowback. They just want to pick on you.
Or it was the video, I think you're freaky.
That's what it is.
I think you're freaky and I like you a lot.
I'd like to thank our sponsor, Miller Lite.
All right.
Uh-oh.
I shook that before I brought it up.
You're good.
Just kidding.
I've done it.
bullying is such a, like a weird topic because like you don't want to advocate violence with violence, you know, mm-hmm. but you have to have self-respect. You have to be secure in yourself and you can't let people take advantage of you in that way. So you have to kind of stand your ground. I like that he gave that advice that like you won't be an easy target once you start to fight back.
Yeah. I also don't want to get kicked out of school or lose my job.
Yeah.
Because they don't probably care whether you're being bullied or not. I mean, they do, but if you knock some kid's front teeth out, they're like, yeah. Don't care. Have fun at Alcatraz.
Alcatraz.
That's what we called like the school that bad kids had to go to. He made a video game when he was 13 years old. It was called Blast Star. And he sold it to PC Magazine for $500.
That's pretty dang impressive.
Yeah. You can look it up and you can play it online now.
Pretty
sure it's free. I haven't done it.
I wanted to try it.
Did you look that up?
I did read about it, okay. But I didn't try it yet, so I don't know.
Are you looking it up right now?
I am.
So he said about his dad that he was like the worst person he had ever met. He tried to reason with him. He tried to like bribe him with money. He said that his dad, he felt like he would just sit around and think of ways to be mean to him and then do them.
Oh, that's horrible.
And he's like, anything you can think of, my father's tried doing it. So now he just doesn't talk to his dad. But I don't think we need to dwell on that.
No.
Blast Star is free.
What?
Blast Star is free.
Woo woo.
It's BLASTAR.
It looked like an Atari game, like maybe Asteroids.
Okay.
Is Asteroids when you fly around shooting the asteroids and they get smaller?
Galaga?
Okay. It didn't look like that. It looked like you just scroll left and right shooting things that like come down.
Oh, that might be Galaga.
But I don't know. We're probably all picturing the same thing. It's not the one where you fly around shooting asteroids though. You like this one, you just go left and right. From the short clip that I watched of it. I didn't play it
because I didn't want the music for it to be loud.
All right. He hopped on a jet plane, headed to Canada when he was 18.
I'm leaving.
But didn't his jet plane?
What's
sorry. That? I interrupted you.
Oh, yeah. I skipped a whole bunch.
Didn't his parents get a divorce when he was 10?
Oh, wow.
Something like that. I don't know exactly how old.
And he chose to stay with his dad, and he said it was the worst decision he made.
Yeah, he stayed. The other two siblings went with mom.
Mm-hmm.
So he went with dad because he didn't want dad to be alone. Yeah, like you said, worst decision.
And then his dad just sat around thinking of ways to be mean to him.
Yeah, like this kid cared about you enough to stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't say it was because he loved his dad.
Yeah.
He just felt bad the other two. Yeah. Don't know what I was going to say.
Sorry, well, I interrupted.
Good for his mom, though, getting away from a jerk.
Yeah, you said he was 18 when he moved to Canada. And then I interrupted you.
Okay. 18. His mom was a Canadian citizen, so he was able to get citizenship through her. From there, he went to... I forget the name of the school he went to up there. It was in Toronto. I'm almost certain.
It's crazy that he was so close to us. Like, Toronto's not that far.
Mm-mm.
He gets closer.
Whoa.
Yeah, he does. I had it here a second ago where he went.
She's looking that up. He went to some school, and then he went to the University of Pennsylvania. Is that Penn State? Is that just another name for Penn State?
I don't know.
I think it is. But we call it Penn State. I've never called it University of Pennsylvania.
Well, I think there's a bunch of colleges that have Pennsylvania in the name. So I don't know if it is. I'll look it up again. This is kind of fun. I just like keep...
You're a Googler.
Yeah.
So he and another fellow who, I don't know his name. Maybe Judy has it. He was he's a fixture in the Silicon Valley. But they rented a 10-bedroom house at Penn State or University of Pennsylvania.
It's definitely different.
Oh, okay.
So the University of Pennsylvania is a private Ivy League research university in Philadelphia. So.
Oh, Giles, let's go to the University of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's like that level.
Wow. And that one that you're thinking of in Canada, the school's name is Queen's University.
Mm-hmm. bunch of gay dudes.
Probably.
What? Queensland.
Queens.
I follow you now.
She's Queensland. That's in Australia.
Is it?
Pretty sure.
I guess they're more like French. Does that have anything to, does France have a queen? Did they have a queen?
Not Toronto, I don't think. Toronto's French?
I don't know, they're not
French. They're English still. Like 200 years ago, they were French.
Yeah.
Certain areas were more French.
But that's whenever those schools would have been like created. And that's where like the names usually come from.
I see what you're saying. So he rented a 10-bedroom house with this other guy, and they pretty much ran it like it was a nightclub.
Okay.
So he partied. He had fun. At least it sounds like it. 10-bedroom house.
Yeah. And like a nightclub?
Uh-huh. I don't know where he had all this money. Maybe mom and dad helped him out. I don't know.
Well, his dad sounded like he was a genius. So he probably had a good amount of money. When did his dad die? Yeah, but
he's a jerk. I don't think he's dead.
Still alive, I think.
Oh, I thought maybe he got like royalties or like... Not royalties, but whenever somebody dies, an inheritance.
Mm. No, he's still alive. So after he graduated the University of Pennsylvania, he went to Stanford. And I think he was there for a total of 2 days. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
So he left there to start a business. And he said he went to whomever at Stanford and said, I want to start this business. It's probably going to fail, but I just wanted to talk to you and make sure I still have a place to come back to if and when it fails. Mm-hmm. I suppose they were like, yeah, that's fine. I don't know. They didn't really go into detail. But he went and he started a company called Zip2,
mm-hmm.
Which was an online Yellow Pages. Is that how you understood that as well?
Yeah.
He pretty much wrote a program to make the Yellow Pages available online. And people like thought it was stupid. He said there was somebody that threw a Yellow Pages book at him and said, you think you're ever going to replace that? And I think it was his brother. He was working on the project with him.
Yeah, it was.
And his brother's like, we're not only going to replace this, that's just the beginning. So, and they were right. And they sold that. Do you have how much they sold it for?
$5.
No. It was a lot more than the $500 he sold that video game for.
I said five. How much do they sell it for?
Yeah, I don't have the amount.
I don't think I wrote it down
either. Oh, wait. 30. Wait. I don't have it.
I thought you asked this because you knew.
Me?
Uh-huh. Oh.
I think it was in the millions.
It says Compaq acquired Zip2 for $307 million in cash and $34 million in stock options.
Mm. What?
So that sounds right.
Okay. What?
I know. So what are we doing?
Yeah, this is the same time we've been alive. This is the same time. Well, yeah.
Me?
How old is Elon Musk? I don't even know. What year was he born?
I think she said he was born in 71 or 72.
He's like 48.
Yeah, he's only like 10 years older than me. What have I been doing with my life?
I know.
Just living it.
It gets better.
It does get better.
Yeah, this is still boring stuff. Like Zip2, I have it written over on the side of my page really tiny because I went past it and didn't think it was important. All the companies that he started, I started writing them on one line. And then I was like, oh, shoot. I had to start writing them really tiny.
Yeah, there's been a lot.
So from there, where do you have him going from Zip2?
Compaq.
Well, he sold it to Compaq.
XCOM. X.com, online bank.
Okay, XCOM. So Zip2, he sold it for that $3 something million.
And 307.
Huh?
$307 million.
Oh, $307 million.
That's not even fair.
Oh, $307 million.
Yeah, that's not hot fair.
In my entire life, I'll never even make
like a million.
Yeah.
I'll never be a millionaire.
He made it seem like it wasn't very much. Like, they almost seem like it was something they just did on a weekend or something. I'm sure it was harder than I'm making it sound.
Right.
But it just seemed like he breezed right over it.
Yeah, but he started making things at 10, 12 years old. I feel like he was way ahead of us to begin with. Like,
yeah.
Speaking of Leonardo da Vinci, I'm going to write that down.
Okay.
Write that down is what I wanted to call this podcast. Not this specific one, but the whole podcast.
Right.
I like that name.
Yeah, I was also in favor of that name. But also in favor of half-assed, because then it makes it a little bit more easier on us to
Yeah, we can screw we up. Can be lazy.
You know you're not going to get, we didn't call it the fact place.
And Uncle Tim was the one that thought of it. I thought it was really creative.
Yeah.
So, what was it called? X.com? Mm-hmm. Not a porno site, again. He doesn't do any pornos that we know of.
I wonder if he was involved with Epstein.
He'd been to the island, probably.
That's what I wonder. That's sad.
He was at least invited, I'm sure.
I'm sure he was invited, but I don't know if he would have went.
Or I wonder if he would have went and been like, oh, hard no.
Hard pass.
He's like, I'm from South Africa, and he shows up with those rednecks that I was trying to get. Like, rounded up. They're all riding in Tesla pickup trucks. They can drive around. They can drive into the water.
He was leading the group.
So, X.com. It's an online banking. He saw a need for it because people, whenever they were buying things on the internet, they would have to, like, mail checks. That's what he said. I never mailed a check to anybody over the internet.
This is before you were writing checks that he came up with.
Yeah, that's definitely before.
Okay. So he was competing with whoever eBay had before.
Okay.
And so he merged his company and it became PayPal.
Oh.
Which he sold to eBay for $1.5 billion. And his take home, like what he got out of that, was $180 million, which I saw a different number, $165 million. But in any case, like, I don't think anybody wants to argue about that extra little bit of money. So it was one or the other, or something in between.
Oh my goodness.
It's your husband. So at the same time that was happening, he had his first kid.
Okay.
Whom died 10 weeks later.
Oh no.
Sudden infant death syndrome.
That's
really sad.
One of the worst.
Do you have anything about his marriages?
Marriages?
Plural.
He has a good old marriage time.
Well, Justine Wilson was his first wife. He married her in 2000, and they got a divorce in 2008. Then he married Tallulah Riley in 2010 to 2012. Then they got remarried in 2013 and divorced again in 2016.
Oh, my gosh.
I was watching a video where, like, somebody was just doing, like, a short history of his life, and he said that. And so he looked at his watch, and he goes, oh, 2020, they're due to get back together now.
That's funny.
I like that a lot.
But that Justine, who had the baby, who passed away.
Mm-hmm. The baby passed
having,
away.
Yeah. He ended up having a set of twins and a set of triplets.
Right. He's got five children.
Five boys.
They were doing artificial insemination.
Yeah.
Which I guess it's common to have multiples.
Yeah.
When you do that.
Yeah, because it's trying to get your... Well, you're...
Plus he's Tesla, so... But artificial insemination just makes sense. Oh. No, he's not Tesla. He's not Elon Musk. Spoiler alert. I think that's like the one thing I knew about him was Tesla. I guess I had heard of all these other things.
I didn't realize.
But like just forgot it.
I didn't know that he made PayPal.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It wasn't him alone. There was some other fella who worked on it with him.
I know, but still, that's like...
Might have been his brother again.
Makes sense.
How do you get started in this, though? It's like, how do you have so many successful businesses just drop on your plate, it seems like? I don't know.
He sees a need for it, and he just...
Intuition?
He's able to get it done, I guess.
And if it's, since his dad was, like, what, the electromechanical engineer, I'm sure his dad taught him earlier, too, about, like, coding and stuff like that. That's so true.
Oh, at 10 years old, IBM came to test him to see how he was as a programmer. Because, like, I guess they had heard about him. And, like, he tested off the charts. So he started taking extra computer classes, but it didn't do him any good because he was further ahead than the teachers were at 10 years old.
And that's in 1981, to kind of put that into perspective.
Yeah, 71 or 82, depending on what date was correct.
So that's like, I didn't touch a computer until like 2002 Really? Like, we like had like small things in high school where you like put like plots into the computer and it would draw a line to like make a design. Mm-hmm. But that was it. That was all our computer training, really, in like the home row training.
Right. Your teacher probably only like did it online. Well, not online tutorial.
Right.
But like they didn't go to college for class.
Yeah.
Programming. Probably. I don't know.
The internet wasn't really a thing yet either. And that's like, so he's.
The internet's just a fad anyway.
But like that's so crazy to think in 1980, because I'm born in 82. So around the time that I was born. This dude was kind of like birthing computers. Mm-hmm. Like computers were the whole entire size of a room. They took up a whole room of mechanical stuff.
In 82?
I think in like the late 70s and early 80s. Mm-hmm. Like it really, I don't remember the timeline. It's like in my schooling from 2005.
Yeah. And Apollo 13, the Tom Hanks movie. Uh-huh. He's like taking somebody for this tour of NASA or wherever they were at that time. I don't know if NASA actually existed yet, but he was like bragging about the facilities and he's like, we have a computer that can fit in a single room.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh.
Yeah, because
it's laughable now because I have one that fits in my pocket and right. It's way better probably than the computer they had that fit into a room.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, definitely. But to be like, so it kind of sounds like he was just in the right time, in the right place at the right time over and over and over.
Right.
So maybe he is a time traveler, or maybe he was sent to the earth from God, or maybe he just is in tune. Yeah, maybe he's an alien.
Could be an alien.
By the way, what if aliens are in South Africa and they just were like, here, your dad's a jerk. We want to prove him wrong about you. Because whenever he left to come to America, well, the Americas, his dad said, you'll be back in 3 months. You're not going to amount to anything over there.
Oh, that's funny. That's kind of like what my old job said about me whenever I went to move to Uber. That's really funny.
You mean that car company?
That car company?
That car company. No, it's fine that people can know like, I work for
Unless
Uber.
Tesla wants to hire you.
That's fine. Like if you just do a quick Google search, you can figure out where
you work.
The yeah. Pittsburgh car company.
But yeah,
it's no, there's other ones here, right?
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like four or five, but yeah, they're like at Zoll. They thought I was quitting to drive ride sharing, do a ride sharing company, like just pick up cars in either Uber or Lyft, and that they were like, you'll be back in a couple of months. So I was like, no, I'm going to pilot self driving cars, and then I just grew from there. But a lot of people do end up going back, and they like. I don't know. I would never go back. Never. I'll go back.
But that's a shitty thing to say.
Yeah.
It's almost like hoping somebody fails.
Yeah.
Like you're putting it out there.
It sounds like it.
By the way, he was born in 71. I wrote down the wrong date.
We won't tell anybody.
Okay.
It's not important. It's important. Don't take it that way, Elon.
Like, it's important to him.
We care about you. Thank you for listening, by the way. He's paying for this
episode. He's not listening.
He's definitely not paying for
this episode.
I don't
even think he would pay someone to listen for him.
He could probably just build a bot and scan it.
So, of his $180 million that he got from making PayPal, he invested $100 million of it into a company called SpaceX, which is, I guess about this time, the United States quit.
NASA?
Yeah. Weren't putting money into space exploration.
So this is whenever you shot that car into the universe?
I think this is way before that.
Oh, okay. And now we just have like a car that's circling in orbit.
Somebody told me that it would like decompose.
No.
Rather quickly.
Yeah,
that's what somebody said. Not somebody that would know anything.
Yeah, like we have space stations and a ton of space junk that just circles our Earth because metal is like... How would that decompose? It needs oxygen. Metal, it to rust and break down.
So we got all this litter in the ocean.
Got all this litter
in the
space.
Woods. Now he's launching garbage into space.
Somebody's got to do it.
Really expensive garbage.
Not just him, though. It's like everybody that's trying to like make it to space and do stuff in space and like have stations. And
are there that many people involved?
Well, there's like you can get apply to become a person that goes to space to pick up garbage. Like through like NASA or something.
Dude, I bet there's a ton of money in it. I mean, okay, it's expensive to get there and get back and be there. But you're getting some cool stuff. It's not like you're just picking up soup cans.
I wonder
you're getting spaceship husks.
I don't know if you're allowed to keep it.
Why not?
Because it's like...
If I'm going to space to pick up garbage, I'm doing what I want with it. I got my yellow vest on.
So satellites see you in rockets.
Yeah, I don't want to get hit. You know?
Yeah.
What would their job title be? Galaxy custodian?
I can't remember. It's whenever we were doing Master the Space the Force arts. Episode. Whenever we looked up Space Force because Trump made the Space Force.
Hey, you haven't heard anything about Space Force since then. They don't say the secret.
I'm not saying I like him or I don't like him, but he's a big talker. Not a lot of.
I don't think anybody knows what your guys' political feelings are.
I'm just saying.
Nobody can tell.
He does talk a lot.
He does talk a lot.
There's a little follow through, but a lot of talk.
All right. Neil Armstrong criticized SpaceX. And
Late gasp.
In an interview of Elon Musk, he looked heartbroken.
Aww.
That he had said that. He's like, I'd really... And there was somebody else that was like a big name. He's like, I really wish they would come to SpaceX and like walk around. I feel like they would change their mind about.
Well, why would he say that?
I don't know. I don't know why he said it.
Senility.
Yeah. Because he's an old man.
Yeah, I don't know.
That wasn't nice.
Like senile? Is that what that means?
Yeah. Was he just too old? Didn't get the concept or something? Like
Neil Armstrong? Is he old? I don't feel like he's old.
He was probably in his 20s
in 1969.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that dude's old.
Yeah.
No, not that old.
He's probably 80, I would think. I don't know. What do we know? He's probably a really nice guy.
I do have a question.
Yes.
So since Elon Musk's dad was a jerk.
He's in yellow. Go ahead.
Oh, I am wearing yellow. I don't wear yellow often. It's mustard, really. But
you in the mustard.
Since his dad was a jerk. Is he not a jerk or is he a jerk?
Like, never met him. He seems pretty nice though. But he's like, there's always a camera rolling whenever I get to see him.
Yeah, and that's a lot of divorces and such.
Well, it's kinda. Just two.
But like the breakup and go back.
I've heard it described as more money, more problems.
I mean, that's true. Fair. But
from that same video.
I wonder if like how he is in his personal life.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, like, sometimes, like, you carry things from your parents that you don't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You either learn from it or.
Yeah.
Repeat it.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's good. Both of them. Either one.
I feel like he's smart enough to learn from it. I would hope.
I don't know. He may not have had a good example of how to be a husband.
Yeah.
I don't know. His first wife said that she wrote an article for Marie Claire that was entitled, "I Was a Starter Wife."
Oh, because he didn't know how to take care of her or, like, be a husband?
I guess not. She said the marriage was unhealthy, that he frequently belittled her and discouraged her from pursuing her career. But then again, this is just one person saying that against somebody else. So
yeah.
Why would you stay and have five children? I don't know. I mean, I guess it happens every day.
Yeah. And it... sometimes whenever you're being belittled like that too, you feel like you're so well taken care of. So it's like, I can't do anything without him.
Right.
And so that's like a huge story of abuse.
And I think you do learn that from your parents too. So he might have unconsciously been doing things because his dad said things to keep his mom in line. You know what I'm saying? Like try to keep her from thinking, oh, you're a beautiful model. Sometimes people do that to keep their spouse there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And for it. Yeah. I don't know.
I can only speculate. Nothing I read or saw said whether he was good or not, or whether even his dad was mean to his mom.
I couldn't find anything bad about Elon except that one comment. So, okay. I mean, that's telling in itself. You would probably think there would be a lot of stuff that was
terrible. We should
really
find some dirt on him and put it up and see if he'll pay us for hush money.
He kicks puppies.
We definitely need some money here in this podcast. Elon, you want to sponsor us? Sponsored by Tesla.
SpaceX. Sorry, continue. Sponsored by Tesla.
And Miller Lite. I had to throw that in there.
If you like us on Facebook, Instagram, Elon Musk will give you a Tesla.
What? No, that's a lie.
That is a bold-faced lie.
We don't even get a Tesla.
It'd be like a cheap one. It'd be $60,000. SpaceX was the first company to launch and attach to the International Space Station. I feel like that's a big deal.
Yeah,
that's
a pretty huge cool. deal.
I have that he had twins, then triplets, and then he started Tesla, the car company.
If you haven't deducted that yet.
Yeah. He was in the movie Iron Man 2.
Was he?
I think they were at a race, and Tony Stark gets up from his table, and Elon Musk approaches him, and he says, "Hey, Tony, I have an idea to make an electric-powered jet." And he's like, "Oh, well, if you have the idea, we can make it happen." And they, like, shook hands and kind of took off.
I do remember that.
He was on South Park, The Big Bang Theory. He was in the movie Why Him, which I saw, but I didn't realize it was Elon Musk, I guess.
I don't even know what that movie is.
It's James Franco and the guy from the meth movie, the meth TV show.
Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Is he Jesse or Walter?
Walter.
Ah. I have no idea what that movie is.
James Franco's dating his daughter.
Okay.
And he's like this really rich guy, James Franco is.
Oh.
Who like started an internet company or something like that.
So
but he's like super.
A throw to Elon?
He's like super bro or something. He's like a punk.
Okay.
I guess.
Wait, a and punk dad's or a all, bro?
He's in between.
A bro punk.
Bro punk.
A punk bro. Punk bro. But whatever.
Anyway, dad doesn't like him.
Okay. So he's like, why him?
Yeah. Okay. Why this guy? His wonderful little girl.
Because we're in love, Dad. And he makes me happy. Should be the answer.
And he was in the movie Thank You for Smoking, which I never saw.
I've never seen that either.
Maybe if I smoked, I would have cared.
Maybe. Because I think it's anti-smoking, right?
I don't think so.
Thank You for Smoking sounds like it's promoting it.
I think it was about a lobbyist around the time like smoking was trying to be knocked off, like from out of restaurants and stuff. I don't know. I never watched it.
Me neither.
But that's my best guess. So, do you have anything about him buying houses in Bel Air?
I don't. No.
Okay. So he bought a house in Bel Air. I didn't write down any of the prices, but so he bought that house.
Like Will Smith's uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
But different. So he bought this house in a gated community, and then he bought the house next door, and then the house across the street, and then caddy corner. So he like bought this entire like mountainside in Bel Air.
Okay. Did he demolish most of the houses?
I don't think he did anything with them.
At least
to the point that that article was written.
Was he still doing parties?
I have no idea. I think he just wanted privacy, I guess. But I don't know.
So you'd think he would demolish them.
Well, if you move out of California, you can have privacy.
Yeah. It's true.
Well, it took me 20 years before I met my next-door neighbor, so.
That's amazing.
This guy?
Yeah.
Mm. I do like my neighbor, though, that lives across the alley from me. She's just like a little old lady. She's just so nice and like funny. She's really funny.
That's what she wants you to think. She ties people up.
Those are the people you have to watch out for.
Oh, I can take her.
I thought that was so interesting that he bought all those houses.
It is interesting. Yeah. I wonder how much money he spent in total.
It was a lot. They were all like millions of dollars.
Because in my head, I'm like, why? Why would you buy that many houses?
Maybe he's doing bed and breakfast.
The cheapest one was like, I don't know, still hundreds of thousands of dollars. But it looked like they were doing like a Google Map view. It looked like the tiniest house because all the other houses were so big. Mm. Yeah.
And like one of the first things he ever did was buy a 10-bedroom house and threw...
Right.
Nightclub parties. So why would you buy that many houses? Do you have like a club party or like a block party?
I feel like he's got some sort of flying car that he doesn't want people to see coming in and out.
Oh, that's good.
That's my guess.
You'd be able to see a flying car.
Not if he's flying it low and over the trees.
If he has an invisibility cloak over it. He's got no neighbors.
Who's going to see it?
I like the imagination that we're using.
Okay, well, speaking of, there's a James Bond movie called The Spy Who Loved Me.
Okay.
And in that movie, they drive a Lotus off of a pier and into the water, and it turns into a submarine.
Okay.
So whenever he had enough money, he bought that car.
Okay.
And he was really bummed to find out that it doesn't turn into a submarine.
Oh my gosh.
But he has plans to turn it into a car that can go underwater. As far as I know, he hasn't done it, but he's got plans.
Wait. Oh, wait.
Don't they have that thing, like the amphibious thing in Pittsburgh that you drive the thing and it goes underwater?
Yeah, the ducky tours.
That doesn't go under the water. Oh. Well, that one did out west.
But this brilliant dude that has...
I don't think he was like he fooled into thinking of,
that
it did.
He just thought that it did.
Yeah. But, in the movie it did.
But that's exactly my point. Like, how do you... That's Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you...
Well, he had to learn the hard way.
I don't think he bought it and was like, oh, shoot. Doesn't go underwater.
You said he was super bummed.
He was bummed, but not super.
Okay, I guess I exaggerated.
Oh, okay.
But he plans on making that car.
So he bought it with the plans of making it into a submarine?
I believe so.
Okay. All right.
Or I've been lied to. That's definitely what I was told.
Okay. And, okay, that fits better. Because, like, okay, that might...
Did you write anything about the car crash?
No.
Oh, me neither.
The Tesla ones?
No. It was a McLaren. It was the fastest car in the world at the time.
Whoa.
He bought it with his money. I think it was from PayPal. It might have been from Zip2. But he bought the fastest car in the world. And he almost lost his life over it. He had a really bad car accident.
No, maybe that's why he looked like he had surgery. Because he probably had.
Oh, yeah, he does have like a little scar on his face.
I don't find him attractive at all. No offense. He looked weird.
Sorry, Elon. Keep moving.
Yep.
Move along, Elon.
Brixton is not interested.
Yeah, I am.
I'm interested.
I'm going to be single forever.
He's got Lee's worth like $2.8 or $28 billion, and Brix is like, nope, sorry. I can tell she's not after your money.
I think that's how you get them. You got to pretend like you're not interested.
Oh, is that how?
It's like, oh, she's not.
You'd have to have a phenomenal personality and to be able in. Be a better husband.
But he was pretty young then, so maybe he worked it out.
Oh yeah, because I probably wouldn't have been a good wife earlier on.
Right.
So I still barely know how to cook.
My husband's a better wife than I am.
That's amazing.
They say that he works sometimes 100 hours a week.
Wow.
He's been found sleeping on the floor of his office. Like he'll just sleep.
That does sound like my husband. How come he doesn't have that kind of money? He has been known to make or work that many hours.
Oh, that's rough.
He built 20,000 flamethrowers.
What?
Yeah, and they sold out within 4 days.
What? Why? To the public? Why?
You can have a flamethrower if you want one. They sell them at Harbor Freight. Don't buy that one.
Why did you?
No, I didn't. I don't have a flamethrower.
Wait, what? Like, that seems dangerous. That seems more dangerous than, like, a semi-automatic.
What do you mean? Flamethrowers sound dangerous.
What are you going to do with it?
Like shenanigans?
Yeah. Light cigars?
I don't think so.
Party tricks? Warm up the pool?
Okay, so the flamethrower I'm seeing in my head would char a person to death.
Google it. Yeah, you're not supposed to cook people with them.
You could light your neighbor's cigar from here, maybe with a flamethrower.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't look up these flamethrowers. Maybe he was lying. He was high when he said that.
I don't think so.
What?
He was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he smoked a marijuana cigarette, which I think it was actually mixed with tobacco. That's why I'm saying that.
Okay, you can probably get pretty hurt by it, but not like...
I'm pretty sure fire is maimed. Like fire, no matter how...
Well, I mean, like, but there isn't that big of a flame burst. Like, I was expecting, like...
Yeah, that might not be shooting it out yet.
I just don't know why you would think that.
At resting mode.
I think this is it shooting out. That's still like, that would cause some damage, but not like.
You need any more than that.
Why would you need that? Would the average person? I don't think
you
need that
much. I don't know if it was sent out to the public or to
fire companies,
other countries,
Taiwanese gangsters. I don't know who was getting those.
He might have been like selling it to Iran.
I want one for home defense. Like somebody breaks into my house,
they probably back up.
You'd burn your house down. I know.
Have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I loved it.
Yeah, me too.
So much.
So there's a flamethrower in there, and that's how I'm imagining. Like, why would you put that in the public? Why would you?
Yeah, he's shooting the flamethrower, and he's like, "Is there anything we could do about the heat?" And the guy's like, "It's fire, bro. it's a flamethrower."
Whoa! Adapt that hard.
I saw a clip of it was like a computer generated little airplane and then the world, and it showed all the trips that he had made. So sometimes he'll just take an airplane from Los Angeles to another airport in Los Angeles.
Why?
Traffic.
If you can.
Traffic and money, because he can. So he'll just fly to the other side of Los Angeles.
Well, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on those roads and I could see it.
There's
I would do it if I had the money.
Three airports out that way, and it's just like ding, 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 ding. He just like flies back and forth all the time.
So there's
it's
Burbank.
Like a triangulation.
It's the Malibu Triangle.
Van Nuys Airport, Burbank, and LAX, maybe?
Oh, I have no idea. I have zero idea.
They're pretty...
I'll take you at your word.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to live there, because there's just so many people. That's like too many people.
Oh, there was too many people for me.
If I had Elon Musk's money, I would live somewhere like... In the mountaintop somewhere, and then just fly down whenever I needed.
Yeah,
things.
He's close enough. He does. Like Nevada,
he lives on a mountain.
What, that in he created.
Bel Air, yeah. Well, he didn't build the mountain, but he bought it.
Yeah,
but it's not like a real mountain. Like I want like no people. I want like barely roads.
So did he. So he bought their houses from them.
And set up flamethrowers at everyone.
Yeah,
burn up.
They're head. Like, if you ring the doorbell. Toast comes out of the mail slot.
I imagined actual toast instead of fire.
There's homeless dudes just ringing the doorbell getting bread. This didn't sound like that much, but it said that he flew 150,000 miles in 2018 or maybe 2019. I really don't know. That didn't seem like a big enough number for the amount that that little airplane was zipping around the
screen.
If
you're just talking about in that little area in LA.
No,
then...
this was...
All
worldwide.
Over. Worldwide. Yeah. I don't know.
He went to like New York and Washington a lot.
How does somebody track such a thing?
Don't know.
Like how'd they get that data?
I have no idea. Good point. It's probably all BS.
Or estimation.
Hmm.
He got a loan from the United States government to invest in Tesla. And like people are all pissed off about it because it really wasn't like at the time. Electric cars weren't really that big of a thing. So people were mad about it. But he ended up repaying it back within, 9 years faster than he was expected to, like than they required, and with interest. So the like taxpayers actually made money off of it. And we got like a cool technology.
If he paid it off 9 years earlier than expected, it wasn't that much interest. Like he cut off 9 years worth of interest from like the...
Where the government was making money off of it. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Or like from the agreement.
But he did pay it back with interest though. But I don't know if he paid it back with the interest from that 9 years. I don't know if that's what he's saying. But he was like saying it was a good investment for the country.
I'm sure he was smart enough to not do that. Because I got saddled with a loan where I didn't know that you couldn't... Like, there's loans where you can not pay principal only. So, like, I had to pay the same amount of interest through my whole entire, like, length of my loan.
Oh.
Which screwed me over royally. No matter how fast I paid it off. Like after a certain point, like, I'm boned. But if you have the right kind of loan, which I'm sure that he set up with the U.S., whenever you pay it off early, you don't have to pay that much interest on it because it takes the principal down because your interest goes off of the principal amount.
Which is the way I do things all the time.
Yeah. I can't believe I was young, I was dumb, and I will never...
Trust whoever... Who did you have that loan with?
I think One Main Financial.
What?
One Main Financial.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, they're local.
Oh, I was thinking Maine, like the state.
Oh, no. Like M-A-N.
Jagoffs.
Yeah.
All right, Judy. I ran out of notes.
All right. So he wants to establish a Mars colony by 2040 with a population of 80,000 people.
Wow.
You can sign up for it. But you have to also know that you're never going to come back and you're going to die there if you even make it there.
How far away is that?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I looked into it because I was interested because I was like, maybe I can go and start a colony of like with like-minded people and then like maybe we can really thrive. But
yeah, but they said that surface conditions on Mars shows a presence of water, making it arguably the most hospitable of planets in the solar system other than Earth. And he has dedicated a space exploration. I did read something just recently that he said that they were going to start this year or something, like really getting into that.
I don't know. I saw something where they might have found like a planet that was in Saturn's rings or like one of the asteroids there that had water. But I don't think that was related to Elon Musk. Like there was like other planets that they were finding that might actually be better candidates than Mars, because there's like...
Was that just this week?
I didn't hear anything about it.
I don't know.
But I read a headline about that. I don't know anything.
And then there's also like... there's also suspicion that the reason why it shows that there's like signs that there could be water on Mars is because it's depleted. Like there might not be water there. So that's... I don't know.
Like breathing is a big thing for me. Oxygen. I don't want to have to wear
A respirator.
A respirator or an apparatus for the rest of my life.
But millions of years, you'll be able to do it. You'll be able to breathe that air.
If they make a dome though, like if you make like a domed like a artificial atmosphere,
like the Hunger Games.
Is that what they do in the Hunger Games?
You never saw the movie?
It's been years. I don't remember.
They had a dome.
We'll make a dome inside a dome.
Mm-hmm. Nah, it's too scary. You have to rely on technology too much.
Yeah, it scares me.
That's my thing. It's like, why, with all of his intelligence, why wouldn't he start to kind of, like, focus on trying to help make this world better?
But he does.
Oh, okay.
He has started October 2019. He pledged to donate $1 million to the hashtag Team Trees campaign, which aims to plant 20 million trees around the world by 2020. He even changed his Twitter name to Treelon for the occasion. And here's my thing. So I think that we should plant at least 3 trees for the cause. And if he could assist Ty in finding a permanent job in LA, some permanent camera work or... something like that.
Get something in Pittsburgh for him.
I'll triple it and plant 9 trees.
I planted a bunch of trees this year.
Yeah, you did.
Well, not this year.
I bought trees off of you.
Oh, did you plant them?
I never got them.
What?
I'm complaining to your wife.
You never got them?
No.
They're in your garage. We gave them to you.
I know. But Tim killed them by accident. He never planted them. Okay. I'll make it 13 trees because I need to replace the ones I just killed.
It's not your fault they can't grow in a garage.
Yeah. But I mean, he's dedicated to clean energy and finding ways to do things on this planet as well. But he's also smart enough to realize that we have done things to screw up.
I don't think it's too late.
It's not too late. But you need to wake people up. I think that's the key.
Yeah.
So he is a fan of Isaac Asimov, who's an author. Wrote the Foundation trilogy. I don't know if it's a trilogy. The Foundation series. And in that book, there's a line that says... this isn't a quote. I don't know exactly what it says. But you need to live your life to prevent a dark ages from happening. And if you're living in a dark age, you need to live your life in a way that will... to end the dark ages. So... starting a colony in Mars, if something happens to Earth, humans have Mars. Or that little planet in Saturn's ring or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Wherever it's at.
So I think that's where he's getting that.
Yeah.
Like the Mars thing. It's because, I don't know. If it's possible to do that, right. To be there, we should do it.
If it's possible, I support it. I just don't want to live there. I don't think...
They're never going to make you.
I have like huge anxiety problems. Just our company was bought out and I like have triple the hot flashes I was having before. Just the stress, and they laid off like half of our team. I'm like,
I'm too high.
Can you imagine if I was in Mars? I'd have a heart attack.
Well, I mean, like that's so.
Maybe Mars would be good for you.
Maybe. Fresh start.
Cut out or job cuts are always super stressful because like. That's how you sustain yourself. That's how you live. Mm-hmm. And then, like, that's so many people that they just see as a number. And it's like, I don't know.
I'm against that. I'm so against, like, big corporations treating people like they're fodder. that they're just a number.
Yeah, same.
I would be so dedicated to any company I work with if they treated me like a human being. I'd work. I know when I was younger, I would go in early. I'd stay late. I would never put in for overtime. I just work because it was my work. I wanted to get it done. Now I'm like, nope.
You would never put in for overtime?
Right. What's I never put it down. Like, I just worked my 40 hours. Even though I did put in overtime, I stayed late, but I just clock out and keep working.
You know?
Oh, that's silly.
I was an idiot.
I would never do that.
Well, you know, that's kind of like, not like illegal, but kind of illegal now.
Oh, yeah, it is illegal.
Yeah, because if you get hurt while you're still working, your job can be held accountable. So while you're there working, you're always supposed to be clocked in.
Oh, that was 20 years ago. That was before any kind of thing happened like that. But, I mean, I am dedicated, but I'm also learned not to be a pushover either. Like, you have to realize that they're just going to demand that from more people or, you know, and that's why our managers and things have to work 100 hours a week just to get their base pay. Because of me. I ruined it for everybody.
I feel like I'm kind of super skeptical on Elon Musk. Like, I feel like there's got to be some bad parts about him.
Oh, well, there probably is, but I didn't spend a whole lot of time looking for negative things, but I did spend some.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he could be a genuinely good person.
He was on some talk show, and the talk show host says, "You did this, 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 and this, and this. Are you a villain?" And I don't know what he said.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's like, oh, I see where he's going. Yeah, you do seem like a bad guy in a movie.
But I also think that people that have billions of dollars, have all these companies, they didn't get ahead by paying their people well. Or, you know, I have that, like, I could be completely wrong, but in my head, it feels like that those people who have billions of dollars have had to step on the backs of others to get where they're at. I know that it's not true always, but it seems like certain people that I know that have become successful haven't done it by being nice, generous people.
Well, even in like the story of like Microsoft and Apple, like they
there's some stabbing going on there.
Well, somebody stole somebody else's programming and then patented it and then became millionaires or billionaires. Yeah. So it's like,
I don't like those kind of people. I don't like that kind of lifestyle. I don't want to be a part of that world.
Right. Yeah, no, I don't. I would never want to be famous.
I will. I'll for that money.
Okay, you can come back for Christmas.
I'll
You're like done.
Lie. I'll steal some patent or
you
something.
You lie.
So that
your guilt would keep you up.
Oh yeah, it would.
You knew somebody would be doing something bad.
I'd be laying like in my bed in my six Bel Air homes, like silk sheets, thinking about it. But
having night sweats.
The fact that you took a loan from the government makes me like weird. Because you're a billionaire, why would you want to need a like a loan from the government? But so was that just
all of his money is like wrapped up in his companies though, so like he doesn't.
But was that loan just for electric cars?
It was for the Tesla stuff.
Yeah, like so Tesla's also self-driving, so I don't know if it was just for like the research of like electricity or electric cars.
I don't know. It's when Romney was running for president, because that's like why it was so that was against Obama, so it's probably 2008. No, that was against Cheney, that one. So, 4 years later.
That's a weird way to, like, log time. I don't know. So, you said 2008?
No. 12. I did say 8, but then I switched it to 12.
And it's 2020 right now? Yeah.
Dang. It is.
Can I don't you know believe we're 20 years into the 2000s?
No.
That's so nuts. So, I said that to my dad. And my dad looked over at my grandpa and he goes, "Can you believe this was in 2019?" So I was like, "Can you believe it's 2019 already?" My dad looks over at my grandpa and he goes, "Can you believe it's already 1979?" And my grandpa's like, "Honestly, no. I can't believe it's even past that." All right, continue.
Oh, that was it.
Popcorn, Brixen.
I don't know what year Tesla started their research.
Yeah, no idea.
But like, so something else that kind of like sits bad for me, like I guess like,
why are you hating on my Elon Musk, homie?
Because
he's
like,
perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
He is.
Because
he's got like beautiful hair.
Tesla's killed like a bunch of people. Like
Tesla's killed them?
Yeah, like they're the self-driving cars. Like, well, technically the people kind of killed themselves using the Teslas. The one, the battery exploded and burnt completely. Like the person, even the black box was like completely like melted and you couldn't use it. Another person was decapitated because they were watching a movie on their phone and they went right underneath like a...
What?
Yeah.
You can't do that shit. You still have to pay attention.
Right. But so with the self-driving cars, like he was posing it as a self-driving car, people thought that they could just completely trust the car.
No, never trust that kind of shit.
Yeah, it's more like advanced autopilot, not autopilot, cruise control. It's like advanced cruise control yeah, right now.
I could see that.
It's not self-driving cars right yet, fully. Waymo probably has the best version right now because they have like...
Who?
Waymo. That's Google.
Okay. So, 106.7.
106. That's a radio remember that? Station.
Waymo? They're long gone now, but I miss them.
Well, rip. Super rip. But yeah, so like, I don't know. Like, I don't... Big companies are like, I don't know. They're just like not fully trustworthy. And I would like to think that he has the best intentions in mind, but
I always feel that way about everybody, but
yeah, but it's like, I don't know.
They always let me down. Don't let me down, Elon.
there has
so
to be
somebody misinterpreted what his like autopilot function meant.
Well, they were selling it as self-driving cars. So
it is a self-driving car.
No, it's like a more advanced cruise control. Mm-hmm. So, and then they didn't take any, and then it like got hushed. And then so the company I work for, like we had the one incident, and it's like everybody's like, oh yeah, you're the company that killed somebody, and it's like, no, we're not the first self-driving car that killed somebody.
Well, didn't you guys have something happen in Arizona where a girl like wrecked the
car?
That
was the one.
That was
the one.
She was doing something she wasn't supposed to. But.
Yeah, yeah. But it was the one, and Tesla has like has a bunch, and then it just kind of whenever people have money, it seems like things get hushed. So there should be some downsides to him, since like for me, for there not to be any.
Well, I don't know. What's that car show? Grand Tour. It was called something else before.
Grand Turismo 5.
No. dang it. Well, it's called Grand Tour now. It's okay. A car show. It's British.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Car show.
Top Gear,
yeah.
Yeah. So they did an episode on Tesla. And in their episode, the Tesla, like, ran out of battery while they were testing it. And so they were like, this car is garbage. It's no good. The battery's dead. Blimey. And he like sued them and said that he can prove that the battery did not die while they were testing it, and like they faked it. I don't know how. But
say, how can you prove that?
Probably because he knows that their car wouldn't die doing that.
Well, they
however many mile thing.
They probably improperly charged it.
Yeah.
It was probably human error.
I don't know what happened, but he like sued the network, and they're not allowed to play reruns of that episode.
See, that's my thing right there. Mm. Like right there. That makes me sketched out.
Like yeah, if you're suing
if he's if making their company limiting. Look bad, it's slander.
Yeah, but is it true? What,
but yeah.
If it's true, no.
But what about if it's not slander? What about if it's true? What about if it's just hush money? If anything, they should have came back and been like, hey.
Well, hush money is different than suing.
Well,
it's the opposite.
Well, now they can't ever talk about it again.
So, well, they wouldn't have won if it wasn't true. Right.
Well, no, that's not true with our United States government. But
that's not the United States.
What they should have did, well, with our government just in general, like the court system. So what they
it's
should
not
have
the
done.
United States.
What they should have said or did was come back and be like, "Hey, this is human error," and then been transparent about it, because that's not transparent.
Right.
That's
it's
like
almost not like you're trying to cover something up.
Yeah, that doesn't sit right with me at all.
What did you learn today, Britt?
I learned. Can we go with somebody else first?
Yep.
Okay.
I learned that Bricks wouldn't want to date Elon Musk.
Mm.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I learned that Elon Musk took a loan from the government.
Uh-huh.
I did not know that. And he also made PayPal. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that he like made the Yellow Pages. Zip2, he called it.
Okay.
But it was pretty much Yellow Pages.
The Yellow Pages replacement, which was then replaced by whitepages.com.
He probably owns.
There was a lot of stuff I learned, because I didn't know a lot of this stuff
before
this. Actually, almost any of it.
I didn't know I just knew about Tesla. And then he was like a big name, but I didn't know anything about him.
Oh, something I forgot. With his space program, mm-hmm. it costs him about $300,000 to send a rocket into space. Because he didn't have to develop the technology. It already existed. He mm-hmm. just used... He just, like, build it. That's it. He didn't have to design it. So it costs $300,000 to put a ship into space. But $200,000 of that is fuel.
So he, oh, my God.
What? Yeah.
But for NASA to do it, there's so much more red tape that it costs way more. So
that's wild.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty incredible. And the fuel was two-thirds of the cost. That's from the internet. Don't know if it's true, but... That's pretty incredible.
I'm trying not to sneeze.
Wow. Don't do it.
I'm trying, man.
Don't do it.
God bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. In any case. Hope he blesses you. Mm.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
Say goodbye, girls.
Goodbye, girls.
Don't be a jagoff. Get off my planet.
Get on my Mars planet.
Yeah, go to Mars. If you enjoyed the episode, please rate, review, and subscribe. You can also check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.